Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with friendly Italian service. Book your table at paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
Prince Philip's funeral will take place this Saturday, April 17, at an intimate ceremony at Windsor Castle. The details for the funeral have been revealed, with the proceedings taking place at 11 a.m. and finishing by 3. Only 30 guests are allowed to attend, which include, of course, Her Majesty the Queen, Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles, Prince William and Kate, Prince Harry, Prince Andrew, Princess Beatrice and Eugenie and their husbands, Prince Edward and his wife, their children Louise and Jacob Windsor, Princess Anne, her husband Timothy and their children Zara and Peter Phillips, plus most of Prince Philip's family from Germany. Fergie did not get an invite. Prince Harry and William will be pallbearers for their grandfathers, along with their cousin Jacob Windsor and members of the Royal Marines, and the ceremony will be televised live on BBC One or the BBC iPlayer.
Rod Stewart has announced a 1975 to 1978 vinyl box set is coming. The legendary rocker will reissue 4 of his mid-70s albums as a part of the vinyl box set that also includes an extra LP with rare and unreleased studio outtakes from the era. And it's due out June the 4th.
That sounds pretty cool. Now, if you're a huge David Bowie fan, then you might be interested in the release of a collection of non-LP singles, alternate versions and BBC sessions that he recorded in 1970. The album will be called The Width of a Circle and is comprised of unreleased tracks from his The Man Who Sold the World era and is due for release May 28th.
J-Lo is officially a single lady after months of speculation that she and former New York Yankees baseball star Alex Rodriguez were on the rocks. The couple have now confirmed the breakup in a joint statement, calling off their engagement, saying, "We have realised we are better as friends and look forward to remaining so."
Okay, and Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson are back in the Hitman's Bodyguard sequel. This time, the Hitman's wife, Salma Hayek, plays a huge role in the movie, with her and Reynolds teaming up to save Jackson. The Hitman's wife's bodyguard hits cinemas June 16.
And how often do you have this dream?
Just once.
Well, that's not
a night.
Right. I'm thinking you need to forget bodyguarding.
I'm officially on sabbatical, and to be honest, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. For the first time, I'm starting to imagine a life without bodyguarding. This really feels like a new beginning.
No. I'm not getting involved in this. I'm under strict psychological orders.
I promised my therapist no bodyguarding. So that means no guns, no killing, and no blood.
What is he doing here? Are you using pepper spray?
I'm on sabbatical.
You're gonna tell us everything you know.
I'm not telling you.
I, on the other hand, will tell you everything.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.